A church conference call worship service for Good Friday, April 10th, 2020.
The conference has been muted.
Cindy, you may now proceed. Press star 7 to unmute.
Good morning. I hope you can all hear me this morning. I welcome you to our Good Friday worship service. And I'm so glad that you called in to be part of the service, but it's such an integral part to our Christian faith. Besides missing all of you in person, I have to admit, I miss our tradition of having hot cross buns with butter following the service that Carol McLean provided for us each year. They were always so good. I'm sure that my growing waistline will be thankful I did not indulge in any this Good Friday. I'd like to thank Brian Kai for moderating our service. He worked so hard to make this conference call run smoothly. So thank you, Brian. And thanks to John Brooker and Janice Chermak for doing our special readings. And thank you to Karen, Lauren, and Penny for their gifts of music. You're welcome to contact Kaz or Brian or myself after the service to let us know how the service was for you, if you had any problems with the conference call. But most of all, I invite you to call again in 2 days as we celebrate Easter Sunday together. Good Friday is a day to remember and reflect on the last hours of Jesus' life through scripture, readings, and through listening to the reflections from some of the people involved in the lead-up to Jesus' death on the cross. This is also a day to take time to remember Jesus' life and ministry to the people around him and his impact on our own lives. I hope you will find this a meaningful service. For those of you who have an order of service, I invite you to follow along. You are muted, so no one will hear you reading the prayers or singing the hymns. Karen will play a verse on the piano, and then one of our soloists, Lauren or Penny, will sing the hymn a cappella. And Penny, we are looking forward to hearing her solo in a few minutes. So let us now take a moment to prepare our hearts and minds for worship. Today we gather to remember the last hours of Jesus' life before he was put to death on a cross. Some people wonder why we focus on this event. They'd rather skip to Easter. Yet Easter is hollow without Good Friday. A great mystery of our faith is that death is the way through to a bright new dawn. So let us not shrink from the painful side of life. Let us cry when it is time to cry, and rejoice when it is time to rejoice. Let us worship God, who is with us in sorrow and in joy. Together let us proclaim that only the power of love can make this Friday good and this ground holy. We're going to join in our first hymn, Beneath the Cross of Jesus. We're singing verses 1 and 2. Thank you. of the cross. We gather here not as innocent observers of a great tragedy, but as those who, like the disciples, can turn away from the difficult road. We can be like Peter and deny our Lord, or like Judas and betray our Lord, or like the chief priests and protect our own interests, or like the mob and search for a scapegoat, or like Pilate and go along with the worst instead of standing up for the best. God of the cross, help us to stand with Jesus on this, our life journey. Amen. So I invite Penny to now sing our solo, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor content on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. Of loving things that charm me I sacrifice them to his blood. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love slow mingled down. Did
Jesus was still speaking when Judas, one of the 12 disciples, arrived. With him was a large crowd, armed with swords and clubs, and sent by the chief priests and elders. The traitor had been given the crowd a signal. The man I kiss is the one you want. Arrest him. Judas went straight to Jesus and said, "Peace be with you, teacher," and kissed him. Jesus answered, "Be quick about it, friend." Then they came up, arrested Jesus, and held him tight. When Judas the traitor learned that Jesus had been condemned, he repented, took back the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and the elders. "I have betrayed an innocent man who will be put to death," he said.
"I am Judas. I wanted freedom for Israel. I wanted our people to be free of the Roman tyrants. Jesus appeared to be all talk and no action. He promised us freedom, but he never asserted himself as the Messiah. I thought if I turned him over to the chief priests, I'd force him to stand up for himself. But he just stood there and let them condemn him. Maybe I don't understand what Jesus was about. What if the freedom of and new life Jesus was talking about had nothing to do with political structures? Maybe Jesus was teaching us how to live in the midst of sickness, betrayal, political pressure, religious fervor, and even death. What if Jesus was attempting to show us a better way to live? Oh God, if he was all about that, what have I done? What have I done?"
"Were you there when my Lord was being betrayed? Were you there when my Lord was being betrayed? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when my Lord was being betrayed?"
Peter denies Jesus from Luke. They arrested Jesus and took him away into the house of the high priest, and Peter followed at a distance. A fire had been lit in the center of the courtyard, and Peter joined those who were sitting around it. When one of the servant women saw him sitting there at the fire, she looked straight at him and said, "This man too was with Jesus." But Peter denied it. "Woman, I don't even know him." After a little while, a man noticed Peter and said, "You are one of them." But Peter answered, "Man, I am not." And about an hour later, another man insisted strongly, "There isn't any doubt that this man was with Jesus, because he also is a Galilean." But Peter answered, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." At once, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. The Lord turned around and looked straight at Peter. And Peter remembered that the Lord had said to him, "Before the rooster crows tonight, you will say three times that you do not know me." Peter went out and wept bitterly.
Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Thank you. I am Peter, one of the 12 whom Jesus chose. I'm so confused. Just 5 days ago, we came into Jerusalem amid cheers and celebration. People were excited to see Jesus. Now he's being crucified. I was so scared that I denied knowing him. Now I feel ashamed. I let down the most inspirational man I've ever known. He changed my life, my world, my whole way of thinking. I'll never be the same. what? So we can go back to fishing? Go back to waiting for the Romans to wipe us out? Why is it that the truly great people have to be killed? Why do oppressive political powers appear to be winning? Our hopes for a new life are dying with him. Oh, Jesus, where shall we go? What shall we do?
Away, and as they were going, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon. coming into the city from the country. They seized him and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large crowd of people followed him. Among them were some women who were weeping and wailing for him. Jesus turned to them and said, "Women of Jerusalem, don't cry for me, but for yourselves and for your children. For the days are coming when the people will say, 'How lucky are the women who never had children, who never bore babies, who never nursed them.' That will be the time when people will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Hide us.' For if such things as these are done when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
I am Mary Magdalene. For over 2 years, I've been following Jesus. I had 7 demons that made people run away in fear or revulsion. But Jesus touched me and healed me. And I'm not the only one. He helped hundreds of people. He went around teaching love and forgiveness. He never wanted to hurt anyone. Oh God, why would you want to crucify this innocent man? I would have gladly taken his place. I can never thank him enough. Yet for acts of love, he is being killed. Oh God, help us.
Were you there when they took away my Lord? Were you there when they took away my Lord?
was a man named Joseph from Arimathea, a town in Judea. He was a good and honorable man who was waiting for the coming of the kingdom of God. Although he was a member of the council, he had not agreed with their decision and action. He went into the presence of Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took the body down, wrapped it in a linen sheet, and placed it in a tomb which had been dug out of a solid rock and which had never been used. It was Friday, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had followed Jesus from Galilee went with Joseph and saw the tomb and how Jesus' body was placed in it.
I'm Thomas, and I don't know what I'm doing here. I know I followed Jesus willingly, but I wasn't expecting it to end in a cruel crucifixion. What is the meaning behind all of this violence and death? Jesus lived such a peaceful life. Well, if you don't include his run-ins with the Pharisees and Sadducees, they were the ones who were behind all of this. They were the ones who convinced the Roman authorities to hang him on this cross. What does it mean to believe that God is within us? What does it mean to think of ourselves as the children of God? If we continue with these thoughts, will we be hanging on some tree in the near future? Where do we go from here?
Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb?
Remember his arrest, trial and sentence that led to his crucifixion and death on the cross and finally his burial in the tomb. There was judgment, anger, disappointment, agony, broken hearts, but ultimately incredible love was expressed. And so we remember Good Friday is not the end of the story. Your love, O God, reaches into each of our lives and fills us with hope and joy for the future. Death is not the end. There is new life, new love, new hope, new possibilities, and new beginnings waiting for us each new day. It is this gift of hope and new life that we especially embrace today for ourselves and our world. We are living in uncertain times with feelings of contentment, joy, hope, as well as fear, anxiety, sadness, pain, and grief. We remember those who are alone, isolated in their homes, those isolated with other family members, those who are ill, those worried they may be ill, those who are dealing with the effects of the virus, the thousands who have passed away, and those mourning the loss of loved ones. In all situations, O God, we are thankful that you are surrounding and holding us in love. We are not alone. You are with us. To all the doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, scientists, first responders, essential workers who are providing us with the food and healthcare that we need, keeping places clean and sanitized, we are eternally grateful. Loving God, our world, and we need you. We need your care, hope, and strength more than ever. Thank you for gifting us with Jesus. May his life, teachings, courage, strength, and compassion, hope, and love fill our hearts and minds this day and fill us with the knowledge that the best is yet to come. Sunday is coming. So we make this prayer in a spirit of gratitude and of love. Amen. So we join now in our last hymn, The Old Rugged Cross.
Trophies at last I lay down.
began our Passion Walk with Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. And now we end this journey with Jesus' death on the cross and the burial in the tomb. On this journey, our love has been stretched to the limit, and now it is time to say with Jesus, it is finished. The light of the world has been blown out for all of us. Today is Friday, but remember, Sunday is coming. The sun will rise again and a new day will dawn. I invite you to call in on our conference call worship service on Sunday morning and experience the rest of the story. As you leave this call, may you be touched by the warmth of God's love in your life. May the courage of Christ's life give you hope, and may the Holy Spirit fill you with peace today and always. Amen.
April 10th, 2020. You may now hang up your phone.